You're listening to the Crime Alert Hourly Update, a brand new 5-minute podcast from Nancy Grace and Crime Online. I'm John Lemley, Crime Online investigative reporter. Each hour on the hour, our reporters and experts bring you the latest in true crime. In just 5 minutes, we provide real-time updates on high-profile cases, missing persons alerts, trial developments, and all the gripping true crime stories you need to know. Here's the latest episode. Be sure to follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app.
Crime Alert, I'm Jackie Howard, breaking crime news now. It's been 6 years since Chris Watts murdered his wife, Shanann, and their two children, Bella and Celeste. Now, the soon-to-be 39-year-old killer says he is afraid for his life. Reporters for the New York Post say three people who have contact with Watts say he lives a sedentary lifestyle, has gained significant weight, and has lost most of his hair. He mostly keeps to himself, attending Bible study. According to the Post, an inmate who spent a year at the prison says there are those who would like to get revenge on Watts for what he did to his children. Here's Crime Online's Dave Mack.
During an argument about divorce, Watts strangles Shanann. Their 4-year-old daughter, Bella, wakes up and sees her dad and mom. Watts tells Bella, "Mommy's sick," and puts her back to bed. Watts loads Shanann's body into the bed of his truck, and with Bella and 3-year-old Celeste in the back seat without their car seats, he takes his family to the oil tankers where he works. Smothering his daughters to death, he squeezes them through an 8-inch hatch in the oil tank and drops his wife into a shallow grave 100 yards from the oil tankers and covers it with dirt.
Shanann Watts' disappearance was first reported to police in August 2018 by her friend, Nicole Atkinson. Listen to her 911 call.
I dropped her off at her house at 2 in the morning last night because we were out of town together and we were on the way back from the airport. And she was having issues and she's pregnant. And I haven't been able to get a hold of her this morning. And I've gone to her house and her car is there and stuff like that. But she won't answer the door. She won't answer phone calls. She won't answer text messages. And I'm just really, really concerned. And she had a doctor's appointment this morning and she didn't go to it. And I don't know what to do. I've called him and talked to him. And he said that she went on a play date with her other two daughters. But like if she went on a play date, they're both in car seats. Why would she not take her car?
The two little girls were alive when Watts drove to the oil field to dispose of bodies. Given a Facebook post where one of the little girls sang a song about her father, no one saw the brutal actions coming.
My daddy is a hero. Helps me grow up strong. He helped me not go to. He reads me books. He ties my shoes. If you're a hero.
Chris Watts finally confessed to the murders 2 days after his family had been reported missing, but he claimed he only killed his wife because she had smothered the children after he told her he wanted to separate. Chris Watts had been having an affair with co-worker Nicole Kissinger. She came forward to police saying she thought he was separated from his wife. Watts was convicted of 9 total charges, 5 counts of first-degree murder, 1 count of unlawful termination of a pregnancy, Shanann was pregnant at the time of her death, and 3 counts of tampering with a deceased body. Watts was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. For more crime and justice news, follow Crime Alert Hourly Update wherever you get your podcasts. With this Crime Alert, I'm Jackie Howard.
Stay informed, stay safe, and stay ahead with Crime Alert Hourly Update. Follow the podcast now on your favorite podcast app.